Imagine paying someone like $500 an hour to just look at your life, listen to your deepest goals, and then intentionally refuse to give you a single piece of advice.
Yeah, which sounds entirely backwards, right?
Right. But in a $10 billion global industry, that is actually the gold standard of success. Welcome to the deep dive. We are tearing apart the modern coaching landscape today because, well, let's face it, if you log on to LinkedIn right now, every second person is a leadership coach or a mindset strategist or a holistic guy.
It's a saturated market, and straight up, the terminology gets thrown around so loosely that people end up pouring heaps of money into frameworks that are fundamentally wrong for their specific life stage.
Exactly. So the goal here for you listening is to map this territory so you can pinpoint the exact kind of support you actually need.
Because there's a massive difference between what's out there.
Huge. And we have a really solid stack of source material to help us decode this. We're pulling from official industry guides from the International Coaching Federation, the ICF. We've got program details from top accreditors like IPEC and Oregon State University.
The Oregon State stuff on neuroscience is brilliant, by the way.
Oh, it's fascinating. We also have clinical breakdowns comparing standard coaching to therapy. Plus, we're bringing in specific insights from the emerging world of consciousness coaching, specifically looking at models like Greg Jones's work as a Magnetic Mind certified consciousness coach.
Which is where things are really heading. But before we can even touch on where coaching is going with those new consciousness models, we have to define the baseline.
Spot on.
The most critical boundary to draw immediately is the line between standard life coaching and therapy.
Okay, let's unpack this because I was trying to visualize this boundary while reading through the clinical articles, and it reminds me of car maintenance.
Oh, right, like taking it to the shop.
Yeah, exactly. Therapy is like going to a mechanic because your car's engine has just completely broken down. You need a professional to look under the hood, figure out what past damage caused the failure, and fix it.
Because it's clinical.
Right. Therapists are state-licensed professionals dealing with the DSM-5. They're treating clinical impairments, trauma, severe anxiety, depression. It's incredibly important, but it's fundamentally backward-looking to heal the damage.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, that analogy works perfectly because standard life coaching is basically like hiring a driving instructor and setting up a GPS.
Okay, I like that.
Your car runs fine, the engine isn't broken, but you want to find the most efficient, fastest route to a specific destination. The International Coaching Federation explicitly defines coaching as this partnership, a thought-provoking and creative process,
So it's very forward-looking.
entirely present and future-focused. And because the industry is largely unregulated, the ICF, which has like over 27,000 members now, they provide the gold standard framework to ensure coaches don't act like mechanics.
Which brings us back to that $500 an hour professional who won't give you advice.
Exactly. They rely on structured frameworks, most notably the GOR model. That's goal, reality, options, and will.
I reckon we should actually walk through what that looks like in the room because the mechanics of it they're really interesting.
Yeah, let's do it. So, say you come into a session wanting to pivot your career. The coach first establishes the goal. Like, what is the exact measurable outcome you want by the end of our time?
Right, so we know where the GPS is pointing.
Spot on. Then we move to reality. The coach will just ask you to objectively describe your current situation. No judgment. Where are you starting from?
Just laying out the facts.
The third phase is options, and this is where that strict no advice rule kicks in. The coach will not tell you what jobs to apply for,
Even if they know your industry.
even if they know it inside out. They will ask powerful questions that force your brain to generate its own alternatives. And finally, will. What specific action will you commit to taking by next Tuesday?
See, I play devil's advocate here. If I'm paying an expert, why shouldn't they just tell me the best way to change careers? It seems incredibly frustrating to just have questions bounced back at me.
It does feel counterintuitive at first, but it has to do with the neuroscience of behavioral change. Oregon State University dives into this heavily in their coaching certification materials.
The CPEC program, right?
Yeah, the CPEC program. They show that when someone gives you unsolicited advice, your brain often perceives it as a threat to your autonomy.
Wait, really? A threat?
Literally, your amygdala can flare up, creating this sort of subconscious resistance. You might nod and agree with the coach in the session, but you won't actually take the action.
Ah, so by forcing the client to generate the options themselves, you're bypassing that defense mechanism.
Exactly. When you articulate the solution, Your prefrontal cortex lights up with ownership. You are neurologically way more likely to follow through. The coach's expertise isn't in giving business advice. It's the science of facilitating your brain's neuroplasticity.
Which perfectly explains why the corporate world is just throwing money at standard coaching. I mean, the stats in these sources are wild.
You really are.
86% of companies that invest in professional ICF coaching say they made back their return on investment. And 99% of clients report being satisfied.
And it benefits the coaches, too. IPEX data shows that HR professionals who get their certification see a 28% salary boost.
That's massive.
Standard coaching is basically an engine of momentum. It's usually short term, maybe a month to a year, and demands very measurable progress.
But, and here's my pushback. If I search for life coach certification online right now, I am absolutely bombarded with ads for weekend courses.
Oh, heaps of them.
Yeah. Pay a few $100, watch some videos, and boom, you're a certified coach. It feels a bit like the Wild West to a consumer. How do you avoid getting a dodgy coach?
Well, the legal barrier to entry is zero. Anyone can call themselves a coach. But the Oregon State sources lay out the massive trap of unaccredited programs. A weekend course offers zero ethical guidance and, most importantly, no mentor coaching.
So no one's actually checking if you're any good at it.
Right. Rigorous ICF-accredited pathways make you practice under a veteran mentor. They check if you're unintentionally leading the client or projecting your own biases. Without that, a practitioner is just guessing.
Okay, so we've got the baseline. We have therapy to fix the broken engine. We have standard life coaching using the GROW model to drive forward. But what happens when you reach your destination, you hit every KPI your coach set, and you still feel completely unfulfilled?
The crisis of the successful but empty.
Yes. What if the destination the GPS pointed to doesn't actually align with who you really are? This leads to the emergence of a third category, which is conscious or consciousness coaching.
Hey, we need to be crystal clear for everyone listening. Consciousness coaching is a distinct third category.
It's not therapy.
Not therapy, and it is not standard life coaching. It operates on an entirely different paradigm.
Right, because standard coaching uses that linear GRW model. But consciousness coaching models, like the ones used by Greg Jones, who is a Magnetic Mind certified coach, they focus on life purpose actualization.
What's fascinating here is the operational difference. If standard coaching is about changing your actions, consciousness coaching is about shifting your fundamental identity.
It gets deep into subconscious patterning work.
Exactly. It's looking at clearing inner blockages, focusing heavily on the mind, body, and spirit connection.
I have to ask, though, when you say subconscious patterning and clearing blockages, how is that not just therapy? If we're talking about childhood patterns, shouldn't a licensed therapist be doing that?
It's a really valid question. The distinction lies in the assumption of the work. Therapy is remedial. It assumes there's a pathology or distress that needs healing to get you back to baseline.
Fixing the engine.
Right. Consciousness coaching is generative. It assumes you're already whole and completely functional, but perhaps your subconscious identity is just out of alignment with your true potential.
Can you give me an example of what repatterning actually looks like?
Sure. Let's say you have a subconscious belief that success equals isolation.
Mm.
Whenever you start achieving big things, your subconscious perceives a threat. It thinks, if I succeed, I'll be alone.
So you sabotage yourself to stay safe.
Precisely. A standard coach might try to combat that by giving you harder accountability metrics, but a consciousness coach, like a Magnetic Mind practitioner, works to identify that underlying magnetic resonance.
They treat the root, not the symptom.
Yeah, through guided processes, embodiment work, and shadow work, they help you integrate that fear so your identity actually matches your ambition.
Which reminds me of a detail from one of the sources about yoga.
Oh, the physical embodiment part.
Yeah, so in yoga, if you're out of alignment, say, overpronating your feet, it sends misalignment all the way up your kinetic chain. You get knee pain, tight hips, shoulder tension. You can massage the shoulder all day, which is like standard coaching, fixing the symptom, but it won't stop until you fix the physical posture. Consciousness coaching does that for your internal posture.
I love that analogy.
It aligns your mind, body, and spirit so you can carry the weight of your ambitions without completely burning out.
And because of that, you don't just leave a session with a bulleted list of action items. You might leave with an assignment to sit with a specific emotional trigger or do some self-care journaling. It's a holistic transformation.
Here's where it gets really interesting. because consciousness coaching specifically targets visionaries and entrepreneurs who want to operate from like pure flow and authenticity.
Rather than fear-based hustle culture.
Exactly. Even massive accreditors like IPEC are leaning into this now, boasting a consciousness-based approach to awaken unrealized potential. It's a total rejection of the grind-at-all-costs mentality.
Well, people are exhausted. We aren't just productivity machines. We have spiritual and energetic dimensions that standard goal setting just ignores entirely.
Okay, so we have three distinct categories on the table. Let's help the listener figure out exactly what they need right now with the decision matrix.
Perfect. So first, therapy. If you are struggling with a mental health concern causing actual distress, if your daily functioning is impaired by anxiety or deep trauma, you need the mechanic.
You need crisis intervention and healing.
Yes. Second, standard life coaching. If you have a clear or even a hazy goal, like stepping into leadership or improving a business metric, and you need an accountability partner to drive action.
That's the driving instructor with the GPS.
Spot on. And third, consciousness coaching. If you are functioning fine, maybe hitting your goals, but you feel misaligned, you want to explore subconscious patterning, you want a transformation beyond just ticking off a to-do list.
This raises an important question, though. Can you mix these approaches? Like, can I have a therapist and a conscious coach?
The sources say absolutely yes. You can have a therapist and a coach. But, and this is a massive ethical red flag, a therapist cannot act as your coach under the same business entity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have to keep those practices strictly separate to avoid exploiting the client or creating clinical confusion.
So what does this all mean? Before you spend a single dollar, you need to diagnose what you actually want. The sources suggest using the 5 Whys framework.
Oh, the root cause analysis tool.
Yeah, you ask yourself why 5 times, like, I want a career change, why? Because I hate my job, why? Because my boss walks all over me. Why haven't you spoken up? Because I freeze, why? Because I subconsciously believe my only value is keeping the peace.
Which perfectly shows how you move through the matrix.
Yeah.
If you stop at the first why, you hire a standard coach for your resume. But at the fifth why, you realize you actually need a consciousness coach or a therapist to repattern that belief.
It's all about getting to the root. Because ultimately, whether you need the clinical healing of therapy, the action plan of an ICF coach, or the deep alignment of a conscious coach, the ultimate goal is the same.
Unlocking your vast, unrealized potential.
Exactly. Just finding the right tool for the job.
You know, looking at the rise of this third category, it leaves us with a really provocative thought about the future.
Oh, what are you reckoning?
In a world obsessed with AI and automation, machines are already taking over our linear standard tasks. Honestly, soon enough, an AI could probably run a flawless GROW model session.
Oh, wow. Yeah. An AI could definitely track your KPIs and give you options.
Right. So if machines can handle the standard coaching frameworks, maybe the third category of consciousness coaching will eventually become the primary way we develop ourselves.
Because that's the one thing AI can't do.
Exactly. Perhaps the only true human advantage left will be our mastery of our own consciousness and spirit.
That is a massive thought to leave on. If the GPS is automated, we really just need to focus on who is actually driving the car. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the coaching landscape. Until next time, keep digging into your own whys.